Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each of you have decided to tune in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. I would like to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in, all of the newcomers, all of you who are inviting other individuals. Be sure to tell individuals that the number is 347-843-4981, 347-843-4981, or you can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com, and click on AlfredaLoveShow.com, and you'll be right in the studio, or StellarGospelMusic.com, and you will be right in the studio. We want to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to come in the night. His love endures forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask, will we continue to edify and magnify who you are and continue to build up the kingdom in which you have established. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each opportunity. We thank you for the things that you've done and the things you're going to do. And now, Lord, as we begin to explore other avenues and as we begin to reach out to others, Lord, we ask that something be said or done that would edify, magnify your holy name. We thank you for the opportunity and we thank you for the platform. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And Mr. Scott is not on the phone right now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Mr. Scott. And hopefully when we look at Eastern Standard Time and Central Standard Time, there is a difference. We're going to see if Mr. Scott is available at this time, so please hold.
Scott speaking.
Hi, Scott. This is Alfreda Love from the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Are you ready to interview?
I'm ready to roll, ma'am.
All right. I love to hear that. Well, Mr. Scott, what I'm going to do is introduce you to the audience, and then we can get going, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very talented musician. This musician has traveled all over the world, from Las Vegas to the East Coast, you name it, he's done it. And guess what? He was nominated not once but twice for a Grammy Award. In addition to that, he just has a love and passion for music. So without further ado, introducing to some and presenting to others, Mr. Richard Scott. Mr. Richard Scott, once again, how are you doing?
How you doing, Miss Love? I hope everything's okay down your end.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay. I have a few questions to ask. Do you mind?
Not at all, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself?
Well, I'll start a little bit at the beginning and go from there. Okay. I'm 61 years young. I've been in music since the early 70s. I've been married for 37 years. I have 5 grown children, 3 grandchildren. And I started my career back in the 70s playing with local bands. And I started writing my own original music probably about the very early 80s. And I started having a passion for writing. So during the 80s, I toured with several bands. We played Las Vegas. We did Philadelphia. I did a very big show over in Orlando in Florida about 17 years ago. And I was with Mager International Records from 2003 to 2005. In 2005, I took a sabbatical from music to spend more time and take care of family needs. It's been a great experience for me. I did get two Grammy nominations where I was at the first round for two categories, for Best Country Song and Best Vocal Performance. I also won a Golden Telly Award for my music, country music video called Promise Me. And it's been really great. I'm starting to look into doing some live performances coming up. I love being in music. I meet a lot of interesting people, and it's been great. I love it to death. It's a great experience.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. They painted a beautiful picture. Okay, now, who inspired you to love music?
Well, it actually goes very, very far back. I already told my age. So when I was in my college days, I went to Queens College to get my college degree as a medical lab tech. And there was this one young lady that we shared classes with, and she could play a acoustic guitar the likes that I've never seen. And she started playing it, and I just loved the music that she was doing. And she introduced me to some really, really nice groups back in the 70s and 80s. So I just started listening really to a bunch of different genres of music. I listened to country. I listened to rock. I listened to folk and jazz. And I started listening to all the great artists and started learning my craft by learning their songs, playing their songs, and learning different areas on how to write, how to sing, and how to make your music the best it can be to present to your listeners.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, great. Now, what is your favorite instrument and why?
My favorite instrument is the drums. I play keyboards, drums, and guitar, but I love playing drums. It's just that itch you get to bang on something, and the joke that I always use is this is something I can beat up and not go to jail for.
Right, right.
And the drums have always been a passion for me, and I play drums in several country bands, and I do all my writing on the keyboards, but when I have a chance, I just get behind a drum set and just play some stuff.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. Now, tell us about your first album that you produced or your first album that was produced. Tell us about the music on there and what you wanted the message to be for the people.
Well, the first album was Dreaming of You. When I designed the album, the biggest thing I wanted to do is have this album unique in the sense that each song would be different from the other and we would cover several different genres of music.
Right.
When you listen to the album, you'll hear some songs are like country. Then we have some that are adult contemporary, easy listening, some that are into light jazz and folk, oldies, doo-wop, and we actually have spoken word where we had a 9/11 tribute put into the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted the album not to sound the same. I wanted it different. I wanted to bring it to another level, where people can have a variety in one album. Instead of everything being country, they can pick the cream of the crop and listen to the adult contemporary or listen to a song that's easy listening. And what I found about the album is we've gotten such very good reviews on it that there's just something. It's like a mixed bag, and there's something for everyone. The younger people like some of the doo-wop songs. The older people like some of the adult contemporary and the easy listening, and there's some people like the little folk and jazz that we have in the album. And it's been a passion of mine. It took years to develop. I took some songwriting lessons many years ago when we were developing the album. It originally came out in the late 90s, early 2000s, when I was with Mega International Records. And then we wanted to bring that album back, so we re-digitalized it, we remastered it, and we have the album out now. And actually, one of the songs called Keeper of My Heart, which is a single that was released from Music and Film, which is one of the big promotion companies I work with, has been doing real well. We actually hit the number 5 spot in the European charts.
Wow.
So we're standing number 5 in Europe. And we had another release, Unanswered, which is under my record label, Bentley International Records. And it's doing real well. So we're just trying to get the people out there to know who I am, the type of music that I do. It's available on CD Baby. The songs are available through any of the digital download sites. And we have a fan club called the Richard Scott Experience Fan Club,
mm-hmm.
where we have a lot of people come on board, and we're giving away T-shirts, free albums, and we're just having a ball.
Oh, that sounds exciting, and congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, okay. Now, you touched a little bit about your Grammy nomination. Can you tell us, go more in depth and tell us a little bit about what led up to your nominations and what two projects were recognized as part of this process?
When I got to the Grammy Awards, the first category was for Best New Country Song, and the other one's for Best Male Vocalist. What had happened was the songs when I was with Mega done very well on the charts, and we were on what they call heavy rotation. The song was played many, many times a day, and through the Grammy committee, they take your airplay, how much spins you're getting, the listener interest in the songs. And I was pleasantly surprised, because I didn't think an independent artist would have a chance getting anywhere on the Grammys, because a lot of times it's the mainstream artists that are with the primary record labels.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found out that I made it to the first round on the Grammys, it was just something that just totally floored me. And one of the stronger points I have is my vocals. And the funny thing about it is, Ms. Love, many years when I was singing with a band, when I met my wife, I couldn't sing a note, and we did a live performance with the band I was in. I'll never forget, we did a song by Paul Peterson, which was an oldies, called Tell Her I Love Her. And I sang the song, and it was so pitifully bad that my wife said, if you sing anymore, I will not go out with you anymore. We will break up.
Oh, wow.
So
I
said, well, and she was very serious. I said, well, it's time for some vocal lessons. So for 2 years, I studied under a gentleman, Jerry Jay, who was one of the big voice teachers back in Philadelphia. And I started developing my technique and my vocals. And I just applied everything when I was with Mega. And it just went really well. And I was just floored by getting these two nominations. Unfortunately, I didn't make it all the way to the finals. But in my music room, I have the 2 Grammy plaques, and it's just been a wonderful experience. It really has. And also, the people that listen to my music have called into radio stations, have requested the song, so the song's become popular. And as you get more airplay and more fans that listen to your music, it opens up more doors for you to get into different levels and win different awards.
Oh, that is excellent. Okay, great, great. Now, do you have any new projects that are coming up or any new projects you're working on right now?
We are working, yes, ma'am. I am working on an album called Waiting Somewhere for Me,
mm-hmm.
which will be a follow-up album to Dreaming of You. This will have approximately 11 songs, which would be more of a country, like country setting.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I'm designing it is it'll be country, but it'll have that 50s doo-wop type of harmonies. And I just got out of the studios last week. We finished the vocal tracks for two of the songs. And I'm hoping to get back in the studios in April to start on the next set of songs. And we're hoping this album will be ready to go sometime, probably right after the summer, to get released. So I'm very excited about it. It's an action-packed album. And we're hoping this album will do real well once it hits the market.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. Now, do you have anything else you would like to share that has not been shared on this particular interview?
Well, I'd just like to let everybody know, I invite them to my artist website, which is www.richardscottexperience.com. They can hear all the songs off the first album. They can download some of the songs. I have my music videos, bios, press releases, and music reviews, and they can get to know who Richard Scott is and his type of music. Also, if anybody would like to email me at any time, my email address is richardscottmelodies@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, suggestions. Drop me a line, say hello. If you want to download the songs, they're on CD Baby. Like I said, any digital download service that you can listen and download the songs. And we're glad to have you on board. The more, the better.
Oh, wow. That is excellent. That is excellent. Well, Mr. Scott, I appreciate you taking our time to visit with the AfreeToLoveShow.com. And anytime you'd like to come back to give us updates or reviews or anything, please feel free to do so.
I shall do that, and I appreciate your time and want to say hello to everybody and come on down.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Richard Scott. And Mr. Richard Scott is a country singer, and as I said before, he was nominated for two Grammy Awards. Please go to his website because there are some interesting things concerning his music, concerning his talent, and things of that nature. So please be sure to visit Mr. Richard Scott's website. We're going to have other artists who come on from all genres. We have a long list, and so we are featuring artists from gospel to R&B to country to reggae, because all of the music, actually the talent of being able to sing or play instruments, actually comes from God. And so we want to uplift and empower, and if that's your forte, whatever it is, we want to make sure that we're touching and reaching every single person, every single genre, because at the end of the day, guess what? Our talent, all of our talents is connected to God, no matter what it is. So we want to give God the glory. All right, so without further ado, I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great evening, a great afternoon. Be sure to continue to uplift and empower your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. Gospel artists, artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love at A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, that's emonya_love@yahoo.com, and I'm looking for gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, leaders, anyone with a positive message that will uplift, empower, and point in the right direction, anyone who is listening. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, I didn't say if, I said when you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line. Why? Because that means we're all on one accord. Amen. We're all going the same direction. We're all trying to make it to heaven. We're all trying to do the right thing. Amen. So put everybody in one line and pray for them one by one, because the proud, the righteous obeys much. And guess what? Be specific. Amen. Be specific. Then pray for those you don't know. You say, well, I don't know who that is. Well, pray for those you don't know. We're praying for teenagers who are missing. We're praying for families. We're praying for healing. We're praying for strength. We're praying for situations. We're praying for everybody. So it doesn't matter if you don't know who it is. Amen. Just pray for them. Pray for their situation. You don't have to know who it is. Praise God. Then pray for yourself. Be sure to pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Why? Because you need that strength. We serve as intercessories. You know what intercessories are? Those individuals who step in the gap, who are in the gap for those who are too weak to pray, or those who do not know God. That's how you win souls, by being an intercessor. You step in, right? Don't ask any questions. Just step in and help. Just step in and pray to God. Mm-hmm. All right, and pray for yourself. Praise God. All right, let's go over this website. If you go to alfredaloveshow.com, that's alfredaloveshow.com, 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 on the first page you will see a very well-lit page, and it says stellargospelmusic.com radio. If you want to go directly to the studio, all you have to do is just press that blue button. If you want to get in another way, you can go to alfredaloveshow.com and press the blue button. Once again, as everyone knows, this is a ministry. It is a show, and this is easy listening. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me. If you want to be on the ministry, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Had the opportunity to connect with some individuals at the award show, as well as connect with some individuals a couple of weeks ago. If you're an artist, a writer, producer, community leader, you'd like to be interviewed, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you scroll down, you will see some new faces and new pictures. You will not see many because I haven't downloaded all of them. But you will see different pictures that's coming up. We're going to have some new faces on here as well as our faces that has already been on here. Amen. That's what we're going to do. In addition to that, if you go to alfredaloveshow.com, which is, I already said that, which is down here, you will be right in the studio. Now, if you go to Need Speakers and Singers, okay, this basically is a site that shows Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's one of the gospel artists that I work with. She has been on Motown, and her music has been featured in many movies, things of that nature. So if you're looking for that, as well as here are some other ones. We have Sister Bula. She's been on Empire. We have Jay Dixon. He's spoken. He's had the opportunity to speak at different universities. Then yours truly, I've had the opportunity to speak everywhere. And, of course, you have different gospel artists. So if you're seeking professional speakers, then just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. We looked at the Stellar Awards. We want to congratulate all of these individuals who were nominated. We also want to congratulate all the individuals who won awards, because we know that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We're going to have new pictures on here as well from this year. We have some new pictures, so please stay tuned for that. Of course, we're going back to Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford once again. We are now accepting bookings for Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you need music, if you need talent, she's an actress as well, please let me know. Show interviews and programs. When we look at radio ministry and interviews, of course, we're going to have to do a better job by putting all of the most recent interviews. We have over 590 shows, and we need to make sure that we are showcasing those particular shows on here. Tutoring online, let's talk about that. Summer is approaching, and basically we have tutors all over in math, science, reading, language, writing, social studies, history, certs. So just enter your text here in the box, enter your email address, and let me know what you need help with, and we will get you set up. Now, also, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, when we look at fitness questions, I want all of our members to be fit. I want us to be healthy. So if you have fitness questions, just enter the text here, enter your email address, and then press submit. You know, it doesn't matter what the fitness question is. Yes, I am a certified fitness instructor. Yes, I am. Okay? All right. So let's go on. Let's move on to StellarGospelMusic.com. This is going to be the hub. As I said before, the dream is the hub to become a radio station, StellarGospelMusic.com. When you go to this particular website, you will see Welcome Stellar Gospel Music. If you click on Number One Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. If you would like to follow, all you have to do is click on that blue button, and then when you get there, you'll see a picture, and then you'll see a follow button. All you have to do is follow. If you so desire, what that means is that every time the ministry comes on, you will receive an email. Okay? Of course, we have new gospel projects. We have many new gospel projects that we need to update. I received some CDs from different individuals. They have new gospel projects. Also, we have the electronic magazine. And we also, if you have any music you would like to submit, then you can do that. by going to emonya_love@yahoo.com. We are going to have more entertainment in the city of Waco and around Texas. Charity starts at home and spreads abroad. If you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at Facebook, Afrita Love, Instagram, Afrita Love, or LinkedIn, Afrita Love. Also, with the Stellar Gospel Music, you know that on Mondays we have our needs and wants. On Tuesdays, we have our book study, but this particular Tuesday, we actually have this other segment in which we had the interview. Okay. Then on Wednesdays, we always have Praying with Power and Love, all right? And we're going to add some more pictures to that as well. Be sure to check out Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. She's on daily. If you want to, if you want to know a little bit about what this ministry is about, this is an international radio station. The reason why I call it an international radio station is because it's all over the world, and I have many different listeners all over the world. And we have the opportunity, as you can see today, to interview many leaders, speakers, gospel artists, and community leaders. And so if you're one of those individuals, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to contact me, of course, here's the contact form. Also, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Some of the services we provide, of course, it's a radio station. Of course, we have books and we have shirts and we have blogs and we have events. So if you're interested, just let me know. Events around the world, we're going to add the events on this particular page. But this is the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where we feature entertainment and media. Amen. If you go to Afrita dot hubpages.com, what you will find here is that you will find some articles that I've written. You might want to take a look at them. We're going to have educational forums as well. One of the things I want to focus on with the educational forum, as far as the writing is concerned, is how to engage, how to maintain high standards of academic achievement in all cultures and minorities, how individuals learn. Many individuals learn it many different ways. One of the things, one of the secret things that a lot of people don't know, and I learned this from research and just from being in the culture, is that a lot of minorities learn from music. You know, if you ask them, what does 50 Cent sing, or if you ask them to name the lyrics, or if you tell them to sing a song, they're able to do it because of repetition and because it's a rhyme to it. If you want to keep something in the long-term memory, what happens is you have to either use movement or rhyme. You can't just verbatim say this is how it is. You have to get creative because that is what the brain is attracted to. And so we have to figure out what the brain is attracted to. It's just like when you go out to buy something. If you're not attracted to it, whether it's a couch, whether it's a car, whatever it is, then you're not going to buy it. And so that's the same thing with the brain. The brain is not going to retain information if it's not interested in the information and it can't remember it. It's going to store it in the short-term memory. Then the next day, whoever you're teaching it to is going to forget it, and it's like, you wasn't even listening. Yeah, they were listening. It didn't mean anything. It didn't have a purpose. And so we have to make those lasting impressions, okay? So we're going to have forums, and there's some things that I want the White House to know. There's some things that I want decision-makers to know about education and how it affects different, not only minorities, but different cultures, in doing research. And some of us are still behind the curve. How do we get in the race, as far as pushing towards achievement for all students, and this is just a broad thing that I've been thinking about ever since college, getting everyone at the start line and allowing us to run, allowing individuals, allowing students to run and to become fit for their perspective field of study. You know, how does that look? How does that sound? How are we going to do it? And so that's part of the thing that we're going to implement in the communities. As I said before, since we're finished, and I know a lot of individuals, business owners are listening, as I said before, I really want to get back out in the community. And we have a vision that I can't share right now, but the whole the thematic approach is getting everybody in the race. You know, getting every, and what I mean by that is allowing everybody to show up at the race and at least place in the race. It doesn't matter if you're first or you're last, but you've achieved something, you've accomplished something. But what's happening is that we only have certain individuals showing up at the race, and we only have certain individuals placing in the race. And we're not talking about literally a race, y'all. We're talking about having students all over the world achieve academic success, whatever that looks like, whatever it sounds like. Academic success could be 70 for one child and 100 for the other, but everybody has to show up for the race. And so we talk about engagement, we talk about how cultures learn. And one of the things I do know, it doesn't matter what color you are or what have you, people learn through rhyme and reason, through patterns. Our brain seeks patterns. If our brain seeks patterns, that means we're going to have repetition. And so we are, my team and I are developing some things that we want to present at national conferences. We had an invite to a national conference, and we want to present these things. And it's not going to be, well, a minority curriculum. Or, no, it's a curriculum for students, period, across the board. But the thing is, the data all over the world shows that some minorities are not showing up to the race, first of all. And then because they didn't show up to the race, they don't place. And because they're not fit to run, they give up and they quit. That means drop out. And it's not just the minority. It's across the board. But the whole thing is that a lot of people aren't showing up for the race. A lot of people, we're still behind the curve. We're not even, we can't even make it 100 meters, you know, without quitting. And so we want to make sure that, you know, there has to be an answer. There has to be a solution, and I've been trying to figure this out ever since I've been a student. How do we get everybody to show up at the race? Well, it's called engagement. How do we get everybody, once they show up at the race, to run at their pace? Well, that's not only called engagement, it's called rigor. How rigorous do we want this? How can we spiral this back around so that those who do not have the stamina, so that they can at least remain in the race? And that's the whole purpose, keeping individuals in the race so they can finish the race, meaning so they can graduate. And so that's the approach that we're taking at this particular time. And so we need to just do more in the community, period. Okay? All right. Also, we have a couple of TV networks. One network, the director, had sent an email, and this is to the crew and to the listeners. We want to partner with each other. We want to come up with some scripts. And we want to promote Christianity. We want to promote education. We want to promote entertainment in a way that establishes individuals and helps individuals become better at what they do. And so we want to do all that, and we're going to do that. So we're going to partner with a couple of individuals so that we can be successful and they can be successful as well. Amen? Amen. And as my computer, I'm trying to plug it back up here, but yeah, we want everybody to be successful, okay? Also, just make sure that you look out. We're going to have some events. We're going to have some fashion shows, talent shows. We're going to have some forums. We're going to have a plethora of things because we have to get everybody in the race. We have to get certain individuals from being behind the curve. And, you know, one of the things that I really want to have is, you know, we need to have some type of forum where people understand the need for education. We're talking about parents, we're talking about community leaders, and we're talking about each person having a purpose for showing up every day. Why do you show up every day to learn? Why do you show up every day? People understand their purpose, they're able to function in their purpose and be successful, okay? So we're going to be doing a lot of that. You're going to hear a lot about it in the community. We're going to do a lot of fundraisers. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff because God is that good. But I want you to come back on tomorrow, God's will, because we're going to have praying with love and power, and we're going to really meet those needs. Now, you know, on yesterday we had our needs and our wants, and God is going to do it, and God puts his power on it, and we're going to pray to God and continue to bless God because he's just that good. And so I want you guys to continue to pray unto God. Continue to tell your family and friends about the AfritaLoveShow.com, 347-843-4981, or just go to AfritaLoveShow.com. You can listen to this ministry anytime that you want, any place that you want to. It's archived, so that means everything is saved. So please be sure to check it out. Just continue to pray for each and every person. You know, Pray for those in the hospital, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in, those who are going through some things, those who need a blessing. Just pray for everybody, because God is going to do it, and he's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you won't have enough room to receive. Amen. Amen. So, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them, did you hear what I said? You tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avid. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.